It's okay.
Yeah, sit.
Small group, yeah, I should sit. You only have one more.
You obviously don't ask me questions again.
Yeah. So I when I was preparing the shiur, I met Rabbi Erlian, and I told him I'm preparing a shiur. I usually don't give a lot of shiurim to women, and I'm a little nervous, which I say. Says this group of women are very intellectual. They always want to grow. They want to know. You could just give a regular shiur, everything will be great. So hopefully that you'll help me out. Yeah. Okay. So what I wanted to discuss today is it's really brought down already in halacha that in Rosh Hashanah we should not ask any personal or private requests during davening. It's actually a little bit hard because you're going through davening and people think, you know, davening, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hadin, you have Akash Bo, who's deciding right now, mi chia, mi mamus, who's going to be rich, who's going to be successful, who's not going to be successful. And where in davening do we, you know, discuss that? Yom Kippur is very much easier to, you know, connect to. Yom Kippur, you go through the entire Yom Kippur, you say Al Chait, you're saying Tshuva, you're asking for Bechila. You know, you feel where you know you're doing the process, the right process of Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah, I mean, you're speaking about Malchus Hashem, obviously. Malchus, the Chorin and Shreferus. But there's no mentioning about the fact that we are basically being, you know, there's a judgment being ruled for or against us today. Why are we not talking about that? We don't mention anything. The only thing we have a little bit is V'nesan HaToykef. It's really not a part of davening. It's a piyut. It's what was added later. And the piyut, it says there, also, the way the piyut goes, if you go through it, how does the piyut in the Sabbath of goes? We say, it's such a crazy day, it's such a trembling day, such a scary day. Malachi mechafezun. Chil ra'adir yechezun. It's like, it's a time that's huge things are happening right now in Shemayim. And really, we should realize that Adam's nothing. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one who's going to be forever, and Kitzlish Nesacha, that's what we ended. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great and so awesome, and that's what we ended davening. But we don't mention anything of the fact that we are, you know, that we want to daven to Hashem, please give us a good year. That's not mentioned. And that, as I started, really the it's brought down in halacha not to do it. Specifically not to ask personal requests. Maybe one of the more difficult things to do in Rosh Hashanah. You're davening in Kinyan Shmoneh Esrei, and you want to daven about the year, it should be a great year. And it says try to refrain as much as possible not to daven about yourself too much on Rosh Hashanah. How do we understand that? You're speaking about the main judgment day of the year. This is when everything is going to be decided. So how can it be that we're going ahead and we do not mention a thing about it and we are asked not to do it at all? So I want to start with an idea that Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, who was nifter this year, he always used to mention this idea. The Rambam brings, it's based on the Gemara, that we have Shleisha Sfarim Niftachim. There's three books that open in Rosh Hashanah. One of Tzadikim, one of Rishayim, one of Beinonim. Everybody knows that because we all learned that in kindergarten, right? Ramush used to say that many people in Am Yisrael have to have a huge gratitude to their gananot, to the kindergarten teacher, because many of the things that the people go through life, you know, knowing what Rosh Hashanah is about, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, unfortunately, many people don't dwell into it later in life. They just have what they learned as a young kid. So we learned about the Shloshah Sfarim Niftachim. We have Tzadikim, we have Rishonim, we have Beinonim. So the Rambam tells us, this is really the title of the shiur, what is the definition of a tzaddik, or a rasha, or a beinoni, for Rosh Hashanah? Says the Rambam, Adam shirubloy zechuyos, zo tzaddik. Majority of his deeds are good, he's a tzaddik. Majority of his deeds are bad, he's a rasha. Mechtzal mechtzal, he's a beinoni. Half and half, he's a beinoni, that's what it says. That beinoni, you really wait till Yom Kippur, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that sounds like Rosh Hashanah is only a day for the tzaddikim and the rishayim, for the, you know, that's what we have over there. So the way for Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam refers to it also, the end of life, the way you define the tzaddik is based on the majority of deeds that a person did. He's a tzaddik if most of what he did is good. He's a rasha if most of what he did is bad. A beinoni is half and half. So first of all, it's hard to understand how you quit. What is a beinoni? It says, it's brought down in Sfarim. See, for Musa say that we treat ourselves as a beinoni. The Gemara says that the Amoraim, Abai and Rava, consider themselves to be beinonim. So even us, we don't have to consider ourselves a rishayim, but we're beinoni. Really? We're exactly half and half? That's what we are? We are standing right there, exactly in the middle. We have half mitzvahs, half of averus. Okay, so that's one thing to understand. But what's a little harder to understand this Rambam is, when do we treat a tzaddik based on majority of his deeds? I mean, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu midakdek in tzaddikim kechut asayo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, judges every tzaddik. The bigger tzaddik, the more righteous he is, the greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful with him and judges him and demands from him for every small thing he does. The classic example is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom. He didn't go there to Israel. He was punished for that. He was punished, Pashapshat, what it says in the Torah, is because he went ahead and, let's say according to Rashi, instead of talking to the rock, he hit the rock. How many averes did Moshe Rabbeinu have? Maybe one. Maybe two, according to what Chazal tells us. Was Moshe Rabbeinu a tzaddik? Of course. No question about that. Was he a majority of tzaddik? Yeah, it's probably 99% tzaddik. It may be 1% that there's a demand against Moshe Rabbeinu. Was he punished? Of course he was punished. And that's, we don't go with you know, a person can't go and do and say, you know, I did a good deed, I did a bad deed, so today I'll do a good deed to, you know, to balance it off. It doesn't work that way. Either, right, a person has, every maise and maise, everything a person does, every action that a person performs in his life, he's going to be judged for it. So what does the Rambam mean that you go through based on the majority of what a person is? How do you understand that? So, Ramon Shapiro always explained the following. He said, what the Rambam means to say is not majority in terms of numbers. You count how many mitzvahs he has, and you count how many averus he has. That's not the idea. The idea is that we go based on where does the person belong. Like he said, le'an hu shayach. Who is he? A person could go ahead and do several mitzvahs, but something is wrong inside. He's not, you know, he's not doing it for the right reasons. And a person can do many averus, but he really means good. The idea of what the Rambam says, rubo ischuyah, it doesn't mean rubo in numbers. It means where is he tilting? You put on this scale, and you say, what is he? Is he a tzaddik or a rasha? What does he want to do? Is he tilting towards tzaddik or tilting towards rasha? There's another Gemara that tells us that what is a definition of a tzaddik? Tzaddik, Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Toiv, Shaiftam. Yetzer Toiv is the one who drives them. They are driven by the Yetzer Toiv. Rishayim, Yetzer Hara, Shaiftam. What drives them is the Yetzer Hara. Beinayim, Zeveze, Shaiftam. You get up in the morning, one day you're in the mood to do something good, one day a person is in the mood to do something bad, one day he has the encouragement to go and do the right thing, sometimes not. That's maybe the idea that we are considered to be Beinayim. Because we, you know, we're not really. Some days we want to do good, some days not. The idea of Rubo Yischuyos is what his, you know, where does he belong to? Who is controlling him? Is it the Yetzer Toiv? In general, he's following the Yetzer Toiv, that's what he wants to do. Obviously, he has pitfalls and he does some averus, which on that person will be punished, like Moshe Rabbeinu. But he belongs to that tzaddik, or he really is tilting towards the other side. Just another example to that is the Rambam mentions as well that there's a whole process for a person to do tshuva. He has to regret what he did in the past. He has to have kabbalah lust, and he has to accept that himself he's not going to do in the future. And the main thing, according to the Rambam, is vidui. He has to say out in his mouth what he did wrong, and that's the way to do tshuva. So the Ran asks on the Rambam, Rambam was another Rishon. He says, the Gemara tells us that if a man goes to a woman and he The Gemara in Kiddushin speaks about marrying, but Kiddushin, and brings different examples. For some of them are not very common examples. But the Gemara says a man goes to a woman, and he is a big Rasha. Everybody knows he's an evil person. He does only terrible things. He goes to a woman and says, Harei at mikudeshesli, you're going to be my wife, al minat, and the condition, shani tzadik gomer. I'm right now a full tzadik. That's what he says. He's an evil person. He's a Rosh Merusha. Everybody knows that. He tells the woman, you're going to be my wife. I remember that, and she accepts it, obviously. But the condition is that I'm a tzaddik gomer. Is she Kudeshus or not? Is she married to him or not? You would think that. He's not a tzaddik. He's a Rosh. Says the Gemara, no. She is maybe Mikudeshus. She's maybe married. Why? Shema hirer tshuva beliboy. Maybe in that moment, he really meant it. He wanted to do the right thing. He married this woman, and he said, you know, if she accepts it, I'm right now going to change my ways, and I'm going to become a tzaddik. Like it's usual, that usually the wives are the ones that influence the husbands to do the right thing. So he sees this woman, he wants to marry, he knows, you know, she wants to take the right path. So because Shema Hira Tshuva believe, or maybe he had the thought of tshuva in his heart, that's why she's Mekudeshes. Ask the Ran on the Rambam, one second. That's not enough to do hira tshuva beliboy. He can't just think in his heart what he wants to do. He needs to go ahead and say, do charot, he has to regret. So that's a regret he could do. He has to do kabbalah, he has to accept the future. Let's say he did that also, that's one second. But what about vidui? He didn't say vidui. He didn't go ahead and list all the wrong things that he did. So what does the Rambam mean to say? That what does the Gemara say? If according to the Rambam, you must have vidui. So, says Rabbi Shapira, that's the idea, that's the answer. There's two types of, call it judgments, two scales that a person is being, you know, being measured by. One is obviously what a person does. Every action, every trait, everything he did, every thought he thought, every word he said, to correct that, a person needs to do vidui. And until he doesn't do that, it's not 100% corrected. But to choose who you are, to choose if I had tzaddik or a rasha, where I belong to, what is the pathway that I want to take? That's something a person can do in a split second. So if a person goes and tells a woman, I read Kodesh Yasli al Medad, Shema here, about tzaddik Gomor, maybe I'm a tzaddik, he could be, he's a tzaddik. One second, what about all his baisim? You're right, he will need to go and he's going to have to rectify everything he did, and he has a long process to go through. But at this moment, what happened is Shema here, true believer, he may be a tzaddik gomor, because a tzaddik is a split second. That something can happen in a second. And that's what the Rambam says. Shloish Yasar Miftachim. Who is written in Sifra Shal Tzaddik Yigborim? A person who is putting himself in that place, that he is right now a tzaddik gomor. He is Nechtav L'chaim. He's going to be written in the Book of Life right away. Because he right now puts himself in that place that he wants to be in the right pathway. You know, just to emphasize the idea of where a person belongs, I once heard it from some mechanech, is that, you know, sometimes you can see two families, two people, that are basically doing the exact same thing. You know, they both are, you know, they're davening every day, the husband goes to daven three times a day, he learns a little bit, puts an hour to learning, the wife is trying to, you know, be careful with tznius and with kashrus. But then there are some things they're not so careful with, you know, like, you know, let's say, call it middle income, right, in mitzvahs. But it could be that these two families, or these two people, are in exact opposite directions. One can be someone who was very far away. He's slowly growing. He's going up in the ladder of, you know, being better, improving, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and right now he's holding at this point where he's, you know, half and half. The other one can be someone who was, you know, a very firm person, and they were careful, Kala V'chamuro, and slowly he's getting away, he's not anymore, you know, doesn't belong there anymore. So right now, they're both in the same place, they're both doing the same things, but they belong to two exact opposite directions. One is a Tzaddik Gomor, one is a Rosh Gomor. It's completely not in the same place. The idea of a tzaddik is, where do you belong to? Where you put yourself in? Dear Russia, and a Russia, the same thing. It doesn't matter exactly right now the deeds. That's another thing. Where the deeds are, that's something that needs to be corrected. One can say that that's the difference between, for us, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In Rosh Hashanah, right now, we are dealing about the Adam, the human being. Where is he? What does he belong to? Who is he? Is he a tzaddik? Is he a Russia? In Yom Kippur, then we start going through every single deed, and we're saying, Al-Chait, Al-Chait, Al-Chait. That's when we're going not only in the full character of the person, who is he, what is he, but speaking about the specific deeds that we have in Yom Kippur. Now, what's the idea that in Rosh Hashanah, that's what we judge on? Who a person is? So if you think about it, it's a very simple idea. Really, one can ask, what's the reason that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Adin come together? What is Rosh Hashanah? The first day of the year. What is Yom Adin? Who's judging the world? Why does this ceremony have to be together? The first day of the year, because who judges the world? What's that have to do with each other? So it's brought down Sfarim that what happens in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not only that it's the first day of the year, but Rosh Hashanah, that's when the Adam Arishon was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every year on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a new creation. Every Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reproducing. It's a new beginning, a new start to the world. Now the world is starting again. When the world starts again, what is the tachlis? What's the purpose of this world? The purpose of this world is to be Mamlech Hashem, to go and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to somehow elevate the world. So when we go, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the world again, he basically is checking out, saying, okay, I'm restarting, reproducing, we're doing this thing once more. Who belongs to my kingdom and who doesn't? The Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, when he speaks about the idea of Rosh Hashanah, he says it's similar to kings. When they, you know, the king used to have the, in those days, when he used to, you know, do the, you know, he used to start again, the birthday of the king or the inauguration of the king every year, was he starts it, so he does a cheshbon. Who belongs, who does not belong. So we find that in Chumash, Paray. When Paray had his birthday, he went ahead and he decided who's going to come join my team again, Sai Mashkin, Sai Oifi Mikil. Anybody doesn't belong here right now, you know, we're closing up the books. And therefore, Shoshana is a time that it's Yom HaDin because it's the beginning of the world. Because Shavuot is starting the world. If you're starting the world, you have to decide who belongs here or does not belong here. So it's very fitting right now that a person is judged. Who are you? Meaning, do you belong to Malchus Hashem? Are you thriving? Are you trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If yes, you belong to the new year. If you're not trying to connect, you're actually trying to go the other direction. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the world again, and he's giving everybody, you know, the coupon to be part of him, why should he choose you? Why should you be part of it? It makes a lot of sense that according to this idea, the Shloisha Sfarim Niftachim, this judgment that's based on majority, on where your person is tilting, where he belongs to Rosh Hashanah Davka. Specifically to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is, right now we're starting the world, I don't care so much, Kivyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I don't care so much, you know, what your deeds are, how much good you did, how many bad you did. Right now, where do you belong to? Do you belong to me? Do you part of my team? Or are you not part of my team? That's the idea of the din of Rosh Hashanah. I just heard last night, the son of Rav Shapira, Rav Shmuel Shapira, was here in town. He's connected to our shul, to the Hechel David, W shul, at Adapt HaKoyel, we have a partnership. And he was here for Shabbos. And in Shalosh Shodesh he spoke. And he said a beautiful idea that he heard in the name of the Alter Mislabotka. And the idea, it really fits so much to what we're saying today. I said, you know, I have to say it today. The idea of a person, you know, really being judged where he is. Does he connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? So he said, somebody asked the Alter, when he told him, he said, you know, everybody's afraid of Rosh Hashanah. It's so scary. It's Yom HaDin. And someone was saying, you know, I'm not so scared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides for me that it's time for me to go to the next world. I'll go to the next world. You know, Baruch Hashem, I'm a good Yid. I'm doing the right things. It's not so scary for me. So the Alter said, you don't understand. And it's a classic Alto Sabotka. Sabotka, they always used to push people for what's called godless adam, for encouragement. You know, feel how great you are. And always, in yeshivas, there used to be Slobodka and Narvardok, the two opposites. So Slobodka is like pushing a person, you know, you're great, you're unbelievable, look what you can accomplish in life. And Narvardok is the exact opposite. You know, you're nothing, who are you? That's two approaches that brought down Chazal as well. So the Alto Sabotka said, do you understand what's going on with Rosh Hashanah? If you passed a year, and you are in the same place where you were last year, you didn't progress. You do the same thing. You were a good year before, and you're a good year now. You did everything good, you know, then, and now you're in the same place. That's a tragedy. That means you were nichtam lamavis. It means you didn't progress. You passed the whole year, and you're in the same place where you were before. How's that possible? You have a new shana, and you didn't go, you didn't progress to a new level, to a new stage? Meaning, Rosh Hashanah, says the Alter, is a judgment. Will you be able to elevate even more this year? When a person is judged, does he belong to the team of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the more he wants to belong, the more he thrives, the more he yearns to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him siyata tishma, he'll give him, help him out, that he can, you know, increase himself and every person in his own life to get closer to Hashem, to be higher, to be in a higher level. And if he doesn't, right. He tells the person, you're not afraid about the din of a dying, you know, physical death. But what about your spiritual death? What about the fact that you're not practicing? That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. You have to belong to the team of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The judgment is how much you tilt towards the right place. So I just wanted to speak, you know, now that we know that's the idea of what Rosh Hashanah is all about, how do we connect to that? What is the, you know, the avodah for us? What is the process a little bit to connect it? Just to bring it down to, as I said, we don't mention Rosh Hashanah anything, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, as we'll get to in a second. But what do we do to be part of the team of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So one way is the idea of bitachon. What's bitachon? It says in the pasuk, Rabbi machivin l'rasha, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, v'aboteach b'Hashem chesed yisovenu. So the pasuk equates or puts, you know, a parallel a rasha and the opposite. A rasha, Rabbi machivin l'rasha. Many bad things, many terrible things, tragedies will happen to the rasha. But what's going to be the opposite? Haboteach b'Hashem, someone who trusts Hashem, chesed yisovenu. He will have chesed. So the Bala Ikrim, is a Rishon, asks, one second, it should say, Rabbi Machrim L'Rasha, V'Hatzadik Chesed Sovenu. Someone's a righteous person, Chesed Sovenu. He's the opposite of the Rasha. Why does it say, Aboiteach B'Hashem? Aboiteach B'Hashem is, you know, that's not the exact opposite. You're speaking about two opposites in the Pasuk. What's the opposite of a Rasha? Hatzadik. Not Aboiteach B'Hashem. Says the Bala Ikrim, you see from here, that to be the opposite of a rasha, the main thing that's demanded from a person is to be boiteach b'Hashem, is to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to put yourself on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who is boiteach has bitachon in Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him all the chesed he needs. The Ramban Chumash says there's a sefer that is debatable if it's the Ramban or not. It's called Emuno Bitochen. So the Chazon Ish has another, also a sefer called Emuno Bitochen. But the Ramban, in Kisra Ramban, it's printed, Emuno Bitochen, is it the Ramban or not? We're not so sure. So there he says a similar idea, the sefer Hikri. But in Chumash, the Ramban mentions that it says the Yosom V'almona, because Bohu, you know, protects the widow, the Yosom. Why? Because the only one they lean on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any person who leans on HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the one that I'm going to lean on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect him. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you you're independent, you feel good about yourself, you think you can take care of yourself, okay, go ahead, take care of yourself. But if the only one that you're relying on is me, then I must take care of you. The idea of bitachon is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're relying on me. And if you're relying on me, I'll take care of you. In the Emunah Bitochen, that sefer, the Ramban, the way he starts, and also Chazon Ish mentions it, he says, what's the difference between Emunah and Bitochen? Emunah, we believe in Hashem. Bitochen, it seems we trust Hashem. What's the difference? So he says, Emunah Bitochen is the same thing. Emunah is in theory, you know, you believe, and bitachon is what do you do l'maisa? How do you do it? What is emunah? I mentioned in Shir last week as well. What is emunah? Emunah is the word emunah comes from what? Emunah. What?
Omen.
Craftsman. Okay, that's the warm shot. Omen is craftsman. What is it?
MS.
Emes, it says when you say Omen, you mean Emes. True.
Or Kel Melech Ne'eman.
Oh, Kel Melech Ne'eman. So what does Ne'eman mean? What does the word Ne'eman mean?
Loyalty.
Trustworthy. I mentioned that in that cheer, people were laughing. There's a newspaper called Yated Ne'eman. Mm-hmm. Now, where does that word come from? It says in the, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, V'samtiv Yated, I think in the Lashon, V'samtiv Yated Be'wakam Ne'eman. Yated Ne'eman, the idea, Yated Ne'eman is you have a pillar, you have a beam, which you can trust to lean on. That nothing is going to happen if you lean on it. It won't break. That's called Yated Ne'eman. So is the newspaper called, you know, does deserve the name or not? You know, that's debatable, right? But the idea of Yated Ne'eman is that you trust it. A Ne'eman, in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, when you trust somebody, he's called the Ish Ne'eman. The Targum says that when it says Yafked HaMelech Pekidim, that the king appointed people to be in charge, is the Targum says Mehemnin, trustworthy people. Emunu means that you trust HaKodesh Baruch Hu. You put your existence on Hashem. I believe in Him. Bitachon is that I, you know, that's l'maisa. What do we do? So how do I live my life? I live my life with bitachon, with the fact that I trust Him. Emunah is that, you know, that it comes with the same idea. Emunah means my existence depends on Hashem. So, the truth is, where does this come from? There is, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that when a person is nifter, and he goes up to Beis Shemala, there's 6 questions that he's asked. The first question, everybody knew, you know, it's a big Musar Shmos. What's the first question that he asked? Was he a trustworthy person? We're talking right now. Did he do business be'emuna? Second thing is, did he learn Torah? Kavaseitim la'Torah? Etc. The fourth question is, tzipisa li'yeshua. Did you wait for the Yeshua, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and redeem us? The word tzipisa is not just like you're hoping for something. Tzipisa means you're expecting something. Did you expect the Yeshua to come? So the Sefer HaMitzvos brings, where does this come from? I mean, where do we find the Torah, a mitzvah, to be tzipisa li'yeshua? So it says, he says that the tzipisa li'yeshua comes from the pasuk that it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Sheretzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm your God, and I took care of you once, and I'll take care of you in the future. So you need to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to go and redeem us, or will save us. Obviously, usually tzipisa li'yeshua refers to the nation as a whole, but it refers to each individual as well. You have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzipisa li'yeshua. It's one of the questions. Tzipisa li'yeshua, part of tzipisa li'yeshua is, how much did you rely on Hashem? How much did you put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much did you put your life on Hashem? The problem is that most people, many times speak about bitachon. But what happens is that usually people go to bitachon. My uncle always mentions to me that bitachon, always you see when it's tough economic times, then you see big signs in every shul. There'll be a shir about emunah and bitachon, and you have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's going to be okay. That's when bad things happen. But when good things happen, most people go around feeling good about themselves, right? You know, the famous joke about the guy who needs to find, he's driving around looking for a parking space. And he needs, he has a meeting, he has its own dot, he has to get there. He's going around and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, if you give me my parking space right now, I will give a nice donation to tzedakah. That moment, a car leaves a spot right in front of him. So he turns to Hashem and said, forget about it, I manage it on my own. Right? I mean, that's how we live our life. We live our life that a bitachon, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu as long, you know, we don't have nowhere else to go, then we would protect Hashem. When we feel too good about ourselves, then we don't have bitachon Hashem. The Tur tells us, the Tur brings it and has brought down like the other halachas, Sifra halachas as well. It says, we in Rosh Hashanah we're very happy, right? You dress nice clothing, you have beautiful yontif suudas, you should take a haircut before Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah brings the Medrash, says, B'nerek Sheba'olam, usually when someone is in front of a judge or the king, he is suffering, you know, he's not acting normal, he's not in the right place, not in the right set of night. But when you get to Rosh Hashanah, we're very happy. Why? Says the Torah, because of Rosh Hashanah, B'tuchim Shiyaseh Lemnes. We trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the right thing. We would trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the right thing. Now, you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the right thing. So, I mean, so what is it? We have this judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Is this all a joke? It's all a play? We don't really have a judgment? But it seems, based on what we're learning right now, is that Rosh Hashanah, when the Torah says, B'tuchim Shiyaseh Lemnes, it seems like the Torah is saying is, really, you should be scared, and you should be afraid, and you should fall from the chair, and you should be terrible. It's going to be a disaster, but you know what? We have something to lean on. B'tuchim Shiyaseh Lemnes. Seemingly, the Torah doesn't mean that. The Torah is saying is you know how you're going to pass Rosh Hashanah well? You know what Chazal institute for us to make sure that our Rosh Hashanah will be okay? B'tuchim Shiyaseh Lemnes. That's how we do it. We have to go to Rosh Hashanah and put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever He does for us, we tilt ourselves, we put ourselves in His hands. The din of Rosh Hashanah is, how much do we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said before? The way we do that in Rosh Hashanah is, we have that bitachon, that trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's going to do the right thing. Sometimes this thing can be good, sometimes this thing can be, sometimes a person has, sometimes a person has not the best things that happen to him in life, but that's also part of bitachon in Hashem. The bitachon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's going to make sure that the right thing happens the right way. I always like to mention, I saw it as a kid. Then I found out it's a very famous poem. And I thought it was comes from a Jewish source. So I once mentioned in shul, it was a big crowd in shul, and I spoke in shul, and I said this poem. And then I found out it actually comes from doesn't come from a Jewish source, it comes from a Goyish source. And it's actually very famous, and there's a whole debate about who wrote it. But it is true also based on Pesukim in Tanakh. So therefore, you can mention it. The poem goes that a person goes up to heaven after his death, and he sees his life as a series of footsteps in the sand. Everybody knows it? No? No? He sees it's a poem I used to see on the storefronts in Yerushalayim when I was growing up. So he sees his life as a series of footsteps in the sand. And usually throughout his life, these footsteps, there's a double set of footsteps. One set is his, represents his, and the other set represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, that's going with him, wherever he goes. But then he sees that in periods of life, that it was the most difficult time, when he had the worst times in his life, there's only one set of footsteps. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, You were together with me when everything was great. But when things were terrible, You let me walk alone on the sand? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, My dear kid, you don't understand. When you see only one set of footsteps, that's me carrying you on my arms. I'm carrying you. It says in the pasuk, "Gam ki eilech begeit samovis." Even when I go in, get samovis, speak up a gehenom, but it really refers to any bad things. Lo yirvo, won't be scared. Ki atoyim adika, you with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another pasuk that says, "Hashem tzilcha ayad yimenecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. It's like a shadow. Wherever you go, you have a shadow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. If a person really trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts his bitachon in Hashem, no matter what happens, we know that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah, the job that we have is to go ahead and betuchim Shiyaseh Lemnes. We have to be happy. We have to be, enjoy, not to fear, not to go around saying, oh, you feel what's going to happen. We betach Hashem. So even though during the year, this idea is something which is harder to get to connect to, the idea of bitachon is something which depends on the level of person, as the Gemara says. Some people are in a higher level and they can go trust Hashem and they work very minimal amount of hours, they put everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should do it. Some people, for most people, that doesn't work. We see Yosef HaTzadik. When we speak about Tzayim Ashken, that same place, it says about Yosef, that because he asked a favor to stay, to ask the Tzayim Ashken to get him out of the jail, he stayed 2 more years in jail. So the Bala Musar asks, really? I mean, that's a minimum ishtadlus. That's what you have to do. So the simple answer is, yeah, Yosef in his level. Every person has his own level he belongs to. Yosef in his level needed to trust the Kodesh Baruch completely. He had to have full bitachon that everything will be okay. And in Rosh Hashanah, we try to elevate ourselves to be bituchim shiyaslelness. And with that, we go back to the first question. We daven Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention anything about ourselves. All we're focused on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. And he should have Melchusa b'kol mashallah, he should be the king. And everybody, yes, so you call everybody will join his kingdom. And we're looking forward for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the ultimate king that everybody sees him. And he's going to be the one and only. What about us? Us? B'duchim shiyaslelness, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need to daven for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that what it needs to be done, it happens. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the whole concept is, we're judged on where we belong to. We belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're betuchim shiyaslelness, we trust him. So we know there's no concept, we don't need to even speak about it in davening. All we make sure in davening is that you, Hashem, should be full. Whatever you want to happen in the world will happen. And in Mela, we join that as part of betuchim shiyaslelness. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoiche through that, through a real bitachon in Hashem, to have the schus, to merit, a shanas, toivah, mesukos, sweet and happy year. We should have only the brachas, we should have a ksiva, chasima, toivah.
Amen. Thank you very much.